You're listening to Radio GIBS. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Today's topic is the Broadway. What do you see when you hear the word Broadway? Theaters, shows, glitz and glamour, actors and actresses? Maybe. But has Broadway always been like that? Today's special guest is Mr. Phineas D. Barnum and his best friend and assistant, Mrs. MacDonald. Hello.
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 Nice to meet you. So, as we've already heard, Broadway hasn't always been like that, has it?
No, really, it was Barnum's fault. Before him, Broadway had been just a main street, the city's heart of business and affairs. It was an elegant promenade lined up with poplar trees, but there was nothing much to do. There were a couple of theaters, a few grand hotels and restaurants. Above Canal, in the city's outskirts, there was also Vauxhall Gardens and Nibbles Garden, an open-air saloon and music hall. High Wagon Way bound Manhattan together, a thick, strong spine. So great men gathered, great things happened there, but there was no abstract involved. Nobody came to Broadway on a dream.
Interesting. But Mr. Barnum, same as Broadway hasn't always been the way it is now, you also have changed.
Well, yes, I was born in 1810 in a small town in Bethel, Connecticut. It was like a country town, and my father was a farmer, grocer, tailor, and tavern keeper. So I just came to Brooklyn when I was 16, and every Sunday afternoon I strolled through Broadway and I thought how glamorous it could be, but it wasn't at this time.
So you also haven't always been the entertainer you have been today. Very interesting. Mr. Barnum, has there something, some kind of symbol for Broadway that has always stood for your dream?
Well, yes, there was a land called Ivy Island. It was promised to me by my father. He said I would inherit it when I was old enough. And he always spoke about it like it was paradise, the promised land. And it was so... I just wanted to see it. But when I saw it, I was really disappointed. It was an almost inaccessible, worthless bit of barren land. And yeah, I was just disappointed. And... yeah, I wanted to invent my own Ivy Island.
So that was how you decided to make Broadway what it is now?
Exactly.
And Mrs. MacDonald, how did all this start?
Yeah, it all started with Joyce Heth. She had a weight of 46 pounds, and yet it was very cheerful and interesting. And she sang numerous hymns related to many interesting anecdotes of the boy Washington and often laughed heartily at her own remarks or those of the spectator. And her impact was great. New Yorkers of all classes, lovers of the curious and marvelous, wanted to see and question her. Then Barnum took her show on the road.
And she was the first of many others to follow. So, Mr. Barnum, what does Broadway mean to you?
Well... for me, the word, of course, is action. It was like the ultimate Ivy Island. Broadway became a synonym for release. You came it on a risk. You backed up all your wit and nerve and endurance, your energy and your luck, and you brought them to the tables. Then you did not quit till you broke the bank or were flat busted.
That sounds great. I guess that's the thing that Broadway means to many people. And what kind of people can you find in Broadway, at Broadway?
Yeah, people pour in from every last corner of the planet. There are troopers, there are thrushes and hoofers, sugar daddies and stage door johnnies, gangsters and their moles.
But yeah, also magicians, sword swallowers, flamethrowers, bucket shop floaters, tout shysters and mouthpieces.
Honest rainmakers, faith healers, shamans, poles and fixers, lashes and hopheads, yaks, dips, murderers and murderies.
Tunesmiths and rhymesmiths, half-hand big shots, scribes and subsistors, chams and palookas.
Swells, boobs, hayseeds, torpedoes and tomatoes, dames, mustaches, just guys and dolls.
Well, thank you for this great interview. I guess now we all know a lot more about Broadway. And so, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We go on with our program on Radio GIBS.